Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3,899. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith,
and my car.
Montgomery! And you, on the Men's Room. Watch out today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has what to bring to a Memorial Day party. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink, got they drunk.
Here we go. Florida man arrested for indecent exposure continues to fondle himself in his prison cell. Meanwhile, a guy's low on gas, pulls into a station, and wins $1 million on a scratch-off. And he can go to hell. In Thailand, woman prayed to a 4-foot penis statue for good luck. 1-year-old's birthday cake resembled something you would make when you make love.
Yeah.
And a man trying to rent a place hair drops nude pics to the building management. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category. Man, we were right there.
You almost got it this week, dude.
It's like half, if you could just wait half a second.
It would have been like butter.
Been like a hot knife.
I'm fast.
Through butter. I've heard that about you.
Still getting corn out of my teeth.
Yeah, that's an inside joke. That's annoying to me. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. Now, here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy and returning champ is the lovely and talented Danny, who thought a gag order was a demand for a mouth hug and found a way to answer 12 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant, play Big Dummy. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to Season 18, Episode number 3,899. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back. First weekend of summer, officially kicking off in just a couple days. The head chef has what to bring to a Memorial Day party. So if they're having a grill out or a cookout or whatever the deal is, and you are invited.
You're invited.
As they say, never show up empty-handed. And you have what, like some side dishes maybe, some suggestions on the things that just people will be appreciative of?
Yeah, correct. Just the top 10 things you can bring.
You don't ever think about that. You don't think, like, if you're hosting it, man, we're going to do meat, this. But I never thought, like, if I'm going, what is a good side dish that I don't already assume they're going to have?
Right.
Or just add to the main. Like, can I bring over three or four steaks? You want to just throw those on for people?
Everybody's cool with that.
Whatever the deal is, just slice them up and hand some steak out to people. No one's going to bitch about that.
I mean, maybe not, but I got grill space. You're taking it up with the steaks.
You got to talk with you guy. You definitely got to talk with the guy who's manning the grill. What are you doing? Should I bring any meat?
Why I have this list, Miles. So people like you don't just show up with giant steaks.
So one of my favorites, it's a former coworker of ours. She had lived in Seattle for a few months. You know, she's meeting a few friends. Thanksgiving rolls around. And she's like, man, I don't know anybody here. I don't want to fly all the way back home. So these people invited her to their home for Thanksgiving. And as she's telling us, she says, all right, cool. Can I bring anything? They're like, yeah, the turkey. Like, Jesus Christ, man.
That's all.
Yeah. So you're invited over for Thanksgiving. She's like, I haven't made a turkey before.
Well, they've never made a turkey before because a turkey's going to take time. So you can't just get there and wait 4.5 hours for the turkey to cook.
But who asked someone to bring the turkey for Thanksgiving?
If I invited you to my place.
You can't cook it at home and transport it either. Right. It's a hot-ass turkey.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. What, are you going to cook it halfway through, then stick it in your car?
I don't know how the rest of the way
when you get there? Hell no.
And look, you're not wrong. I if you showed up to my house, like my buddies, we just call it a meat-a-palooza.
Yeah.
Like, bring all the meat you can. But like, I have some friends that are very specific about what they're cooking and this and that.
Sure.
So this is like, you can bring accoutrements.
Okay. All right. Dead meat potatoes. What to bring to a Memorial Day party. What else do we have for you today? As we do every Monday through Friday, we'll head on over exclusively to the Odyssey app. You get more Men's Room at 6 o'clock with the Men's Room Happy Hour and episode number 393. And today, once again, as we play Big Dummy during the show, we get into a little dirty Big Dummy coming up with the Men's Room Happy Hour. If you don't have the Odyssey app, download it now. Absolutely free. All things can be found on the Men's Room page. Just so you know, Men's Room Radio is a channel that they let us curate our own musical station on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the assignment this week from our own Mike Hawk,
yeah.
I need 25 new songs. We're going to switch the playlist up a little bit here and get that going within the coming weeks. But if you haven't checked out the channel, it's got just about every genre, just about every type of music that you can imagine on there, because we all get to pick 25 songs of our own liking.
And you already submitted your 25 for tomorrow, correct?
I did.
I have my list done. I just need to type it out and email it to Mike. Ted, how far along are you in the 25 songs you're throwing in there?
You got an outline.
You do what you do in school, just waiting for the last night, turn in the assignment?
No, I just haven't done it.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
I keep forgetting. I looked at Mike today, I go, that's due tomorrow, huh? He goes, yeah, I got to work on mine, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a plan in place.
Okay.
I came up with the last list.
Yep. I made a couple of them last night, but I finally figured out a way that I was going to Oh, I did list one.
Roll this out. You will definitely know the tunes I picked. How about that?
Sure.
When you listen to the, I believe so. It'll be... You know what? You never know. Actually, you never know what people are going
to
pick.
Who's the guy that keeps guessing? What's his name?
Andrew?
Is it Andrew?
Aaron?
Is that the guy? Aaron. Mm-hmm. One of the two.
Aaron? Andrew?
We're going to give you a new task there coming up here. But if you haven't checked out the Men's Room Radio channel, do that. All our podcasts are on there, including our daily podcast, the Ted Smith podcast, the greatest
fresh
story.
One.
Greatest Story Never Told, Mega Cast.
Fresh one.
Two brand new podcasts from Ted up at the Men's Room page. Also, you can listen to our show anytime. A lot of people don't get a chance to listen live. All 4 hours can be downloaded. You can listen live there. Sign in when you get there, because every hour you listen, a chance for you to win some cool tickets. I believe it's still Avenged Sevenfold, but
I don't know.
Don't quote me on that. But every hour is a different entry. So the longer you listen on the app, the more chances you have to win, but you need to sign in first. And what else do we have for you today? Oh, we do play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy, the returning champion, Danny, who took 12 questions to get one right. And every time we like to play Big Dummy, we do a Men's Room poll. And the last time we played, we said, hey, pick a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of these. Do you want flight, invisibility, teleportation, or super strength? And this shook down a pretty strong choice that everyone kind of agreed on. Super strength was the last thing anyone wanted. 8% of you chose that one, so that came in fourth place. Surprisingly to me, flight. 20% of you picked flight, so flight came in third.
Sure.
I always had the dreams that I can fly, and when I was a kid, I always wanted to fly.
Do you actually have dreams you can fly? I have dreams where I believe I can fly, but I never quite actually fly.
Well, sure. That's like when anybody calls up and says, hey, man, I was in a motorcycle accident, and I hit a car, T-boned the car, went flying through the air, 100 feet, you know? And
yeah.
I'm always just curious, I know it's got to be terrifying, but what is that feeling like? You know, obviously you've been shot through the air.
But it's a hard question to answer because, like, yeah, flight itself seems cool, but given the circumstance that, quote-unquote, allowed them to fly, like, there's just other things on your mind.
People have been shot out of a cannon, but they're typically shot into a net. So it's a little bit different, but just that feeling of just...
Anyone ever missed the net?
I'm sure it's happened.
Or like, the animals going crazy at the circus, but I'm yet to hear the, hey, we fired the cannon... And we completely missed the net, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a good point. That's a good point. Oh, let's see here. So every time we do Big Dummy, we do the poll. Flight is 3. Invisibility is number 2. 24% of you said you'd like to be invisible.
Creepy.
By far, half of you at 48% said teleportation.
That
would be the superpower that I want.
And like I said, my goal for teleportation, one thing, just if I could teleport just one time, they say it's like a genie, right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
That bucket of chicken, I hit the space station. I eat that bucket of chicken in front of them. You can see their mouths watering and poof, I'm gone.
So this week at our Men's Room poll, we're going to get a little extreme with some extreme sports. You have to pick one that you would be willing to try. Give this one a shot, okay? So the first one, Steve, you've already done this, is skydiving.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a problem with heights, if you have a problem with jumping out of an operational aircraft, this one might not be for you, but you enjoyed your time. Even with a tandem jump, your first time, that's how it rolls.
It's still cool. I mean, look, whether the guy's on your back or not, at some point it doesn't matter because you're still just falling through the sky toward planet Earth,
mm-hmm.
right? And it just, whatever. But you don't feel like you're falling. You know that you are, right? You don't become stupid. Like, you know that you're falling, but... That's not the feeling you get. You know what I mean? I mean, the closer to the ground,
do you feel like you're flying?
You don't exactly feel like you're flying either. It feels more like somehow you're floating, and then someone has this big ass fan that they're blowing on you.
All right.
You know what I mean?
So you can't really tell the depth of how close you're getting to the Earth with that speed and everything else.
I mean, I'm sure at a certain altitude you can, but luckily we pulled the parachute before it got obvious.
How dangerous is skydiving, you might ask? So how many people die skydiving a year? You may be surprised to learn that the mortality rate for skydiving accidents is relatively low. In fact, it can be said that you have a better chance of dying as a result of an auto accident or some accident at home. So the United States Parachute Association indicates there have been a total of 486 deaths from skydiving from 2000 until today. On average, that's about 22 deaths a year. The actual figure per year is lessening, with statistics from 2021 indicating that only 10 deaths were related to skydiving.
Yeah.
Also, the United States Parachute Association gathers data on all skydives in the U.S. Their stats show that you're more likely to die being stung by a bee than you are a tandem skydive, with the odds of fatality
in
skydiving
tandem
being 1.5 million in the past decade.
Okay.
So as far as 1.5 million jumps, just one person passes. It tells you a lot of people do and go jump. But as far as you feeling like there's a chance that you might not make it out of there, this is a pretty high percentage that you will.
I mean, to me, and like, I don't know a lot about skydiving, but to me, it seems like if the parachute opens, smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Next up on the list, and keep in mind, they kind of scoot you out of that airplane. So it's not
on
like
the tandem, yeah, because yeah, I was about to tell them, hey, seriously, and to your point, Miles, just not necessarily scared of heights, but when you're up in the plane, at this point, you're 10,000 feet, right? Mm-hmm. So that's different than like the CN Tower or something, right. And it occurs to you, I'm about to say to him, hey, man, I'm thinking maybe this is a bad idea. Before you can open your mouth, you're out of the plane. And honest to God, once you're out of the plane, it's scarier sitting on the edge of the plane than it is once you're out of the plane. That's what it means.
Okay. So the next one is bungee jumping.
Nope.
Now, there is a bridge in West Virginia that people can actually parachute off of. It's called the New River Gorge Bridge. They have this thing called Jump Day. But for the most part, most of the people there obviously are not skilled enough to parachute off of a bridge. It happens to be the largest span arc bridge in the world. But that doesn't mean that if you're not a skilled parachutist, you could do this.
Sure.
Bungee jumping, on the other hand.
Nope.
Anybody can walk up and do that activity. They have a very large platform that they put up. But unlike skydiving, especially with your tandem, when your instructor is strapped into you and you scoot out of that airplane, he kind of makes that thing happen. With bungee jumping, it is up to you to determine that you are going to free jump off of this platform toward the ground.
Do they, under any circumstance, and honestly, I don't know this, do they push you? Because there's no chance. I've never seen a video. Even when people are scared, they eventually jump. I've never seen just a guy like give him a little nudge.
Well, you need to kind of dive into it, because if you go flat, keep in mind when you hit and you're falling flat, when you hit the bottom, it's going to whip your head down real hard. So you need to have somewhat of a head down motion. So you can't be flat.
No.
You can't fly flat. You need to dive down into the bungee jump. For the most part.
Yeah, because they would say jump, and I think just no.
Bungee jumping is very similar to parachuting. With very few bungee jumping deaths per year, in fact, the National Center of Health, the statistics show the same fatality rate among bungee jumpers as skydivers, 1.5 million.
Okay.
So it's another safe thing to do, but just keep in mind, you have to jump off of a platform, and you are the one that has to facilitate that.
And therein lies the problem with me.
Next up is cliff diving. Now, I have jumped off numerous cliffs. I've jumped off bridges.
Sure.
For whatever reason, this would be the one that I would pick. Now, keep in mind, cliff diving doesn't necessarily mean that you go in head first.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys, depending on the height, depending on the severity of the jump, whatever the deal is, it can be a feet-first mechanism for sure. So it's not like you're going to go head first if you don't want to. But you are going to have to jump off a cliff into a body of water. Now, a study of 81 cliff divers and 52 splash divers was conducted to learn about cliff diving accidents. The research counted a total of 7,857 hours of diving, with an average dive height of about 13 meters. They found an overall cliff diving injury rate of about 8 injuries per 1,000 hours of the sport.
That's not so bad.
No. The most common cliff diving injuries, foot and ankle, neck and cervical spine, lower limb, lower back. In 79% of the accidents, the injuries happened while the diver entered the water. So broke shoulder.
Yeah, that's
socket.
The moment, right.
Most of the injuries were bruises and muscle strains, although some severe injuries were reported. The researchers concluded that protection from impact at entry, such as wearing a wetsuit, could very much help. Dryland training courses and instructions for appropriate diving methods could all help to reduce cliff diving accidents. And the final one, which I think...
By the way, real quick, Miles, someone here says, I did my first base jump off of the New River Gorge Bridge.
All right, very cool. And that's scary as hell, because that is a long way down. Even when you're just hanging, you are way, way up over the New River.
Right.
And then they got to basically wrench you back up, feet first, all the way to the top of the bridge.
Yeah, no, thank you.
It's just, you know, the whole thing. And you bounce like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 up and down and all that crap. No. And the last one, this one just terrifies the hell out of me. There used to be a bar that I frequented, and they had a Red Bull television screen up behind the bar. Now, it was turned sideways, so it was long ways on the wall.
Okay.
So it was vertical instead of horizontal, and that was the you looked at it like that, like kind of like our lobby used to be with the TV, where it was kind of like sideways, right? And it was all Red Bull stuff, from them jumping into the rivers with the man-made stuff, all kinds of extreme stuff. But the heli-skiing one, I could not take my eyes off. It's just mesmerizing, based on how the danger of it is with a GoPro camera on when you're getting out of a helicopter. They don't put that helicopter down onto the top of a mountain most of the time. There's not enough room up there from the ones I've seen. Basically, you just kind of jump out of the damn thing. You land on the peak of a mountain. You look at the line. You probably already have that figured out, and you take the hell off. But as far as heliskiing and the severity of it, believe it or not, heliskiing has gotten safer over the years.
I can believe that.
So they say basically... they have been studying heliskiing since 1970. The report found there were 85 fatalities per million skiing days in the 1970s. That figure has decreased to about 10 per million skiing from 2010 till now. The study found there was an average of 85 deaths in the 70s. It seems like this can be contributed to increased awareness on avalanches, better gear, beacons, GPS, cell and satellite phones, avalanche bags. They've all been revolutionary in avalanche safety. So if you can ski and you're double black diamond capable, this might be something that you could do. So again, you're going to do a little bit of an extreme sport on our men's room poll. Do you skydive, bungee jump, cliff dive, or heliski? And the poll, by the way, is up for you right now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. So we're going to get extreme today.
And heliskiing is the one that bugs you the most?
It does.
You would bungee jump before you heliski?
I would.
Well, let's say you were a good skier.
If I was a good skier, that would be something that I would absolutely think about. But at the same point in time, if I just trigger a small avalanche, and I do have, you know, what do they call those? The bags, the pop-up.
Avalanche bags.
Avalanche bags and all that. Maybe I'd feel some sense of safety. But the idea of standing on top of a mountain like that and just going down the thing.
Sure.
But you can still. Under my own power. That's the difference. With bungee jumping, all I need to do is jump. With parachuting, all I need to do is scoot out of the plane. With cliff diving, I feel more confident about that because I used to jump all the time as a kid. But heliskiing, that's me. I might just scoot down a mountain on my ass. It might take
two
weeks to get down the damn.
That's why I'd pick heliskiing. I've already skydoven, whatever. So
you've been skydiving,
right? So thank you. So I'm just going to eliminate that one and pick one of the other three. I think I'd do heliskiing. Now that said, there is a parent at my kid's school. He is a phenomenal skier, and I want to say he busted his femur or something within the last year or so, and I believe he was heliskiing when he did it. But this guy, like, that's what he does to have fun. I mean, just straight up.
So he doesn't love his family.
No, it'll take his family. I mean, the whole
family will go.
I have a buddy that does it all the time.
That guy, right? Yeah. So that's all he knows, and he's from Italy, I believe. So he grew up skiing. I mean, this guy, I don't know if he ever skied competitively, but he can do a double black diamond, you name it. That's just his thing, right?
So he skied in the Alps.
You ask him about it, and it's just crazy to me because he might as well be speaking a foreign language. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, we about 3 months ago, we went heliskiing, and already it's like, what? He's like, yeah, it's not cheap, you know, but we rent the helicopter, but it's what he does. But, like I said, it's been a minute since he's been up there because one of the last times I saw him, still a bit of a limp now. He's getting better. He plans on going right back up. But, yeah, busted up his leg pretty bad. And the whole thing was, he's like, I was doing great. Then I hit a tree. That was it. It wasn't like a big rock. It wasn't an avalanche. None of the stuff. He hit a goddamn tree. And, like, he is upset with himself. He's like, he's like, look, man. You see trees in front of you. If there's an avalanche, it's behind you. You kind of find out when it catches up, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Rocks are the thing you worry about, so you keep your eye out. There's, I guess, all sorts of tells and blah, blah, blah. He's like, it's a tree. I mean, he's like, it's in front of me. And for whatever reason, he's just, I was too confident. So where he could have gotten out of the way much earlier, decided, oh, I got time.
Also, know people who have skied their entire life that are around my age. And skiing, for some reason, and not on a professional level, but it's a lot like, it's like being a pitcher in baseball. So in other words, you don't have to be the most muscular athlete in the world.
Sure.
Like, I know guys who weigh, like, you know, way over 200 pounds, have a big old beer gut, and they can ski. They can just tear it up. You know, like, they're not really athletic in any other way.
Is that the only person you're picturing?
It's like Bartolo Colon. You know, like, here's this big-ass fat guy, man. He's 59 years old. Right. He goes up there and throws a no-no and then jacks a home run out. You're like, how in the hell did you do that, man? Skiing is the same kind of way. Like, if you know how to ski,
then you're just good.
You don't need to be in the gym all the time. It was your help, but you don't need that. You're either proficient at it or you're not.
Right.
Which is, you know, you could be 2 years old, 3 years old. They don't even use poles, those kids, half the time.
God, kids irritate me. I mean, good on them. No, I'm just saying. They're just so much better.
But if you're good at it, you're good at it. If you suck at it, you're just, you know, it's a tough learning curve. Ted, what would you pick out of these?
Honestly, probably skydiving.
Yeah, it's fun, man. Okay. I'm telling you, it's good. It's good.
I know it'll suck. One of my old trainers, he was, you know, he was a bodybuilder. And he was like, you could do it, but he's like, it hurts as a big man. They strap you in tight.
Bro, I'm skinny. Like, they strap your ass in tight.
Yeah, he was he's like, it's going to, you're going to be, I was like, yeah, but I'd still like to try it. Bungee jumping, I don't know. The one that scares me the most is the one you did. It's the cliff diving.
Really?
Yeah.
I tell you, the one thing about cliff diving that sucks is...
jumping off a cliff?
Well, just making sure the push is right.
Yeah.
Because typically, most people have gone off of that ledge where you're going, and they've come back up, so the cliff is wet. There is a small cliff at in Jamaica, in the Grill, Nick's, Rick's, Dick's, I can't remember the name of the bar, but either way, I was jumping into a lagoon there from a cliff. But it's wet, and you're not wearing any shoes. So the most important thing is just that you push off without slipping.
Kind
of got to grind your toes in a little bit, find a good toe hold, and then throw yourself out.
It's too much.
It's still wet.
Yeah, that seems like the most risky one.
Right, at least with the skydive tandem, it's like, they just knock your ass out of the plane, mm-hmm. You're just going.
Mike, what are you doing on this one? You're doing skydiving, bungee jumping?
I'm not happy about any of these.
Cliff diving?
I got to pick one, Mike.
I know.
You don't like heights, right?
I don't like heights at all, so none of these sound
fun. We tried to do
a
promotion. I just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Hawk would not, we wanted to call it Drop the Mic.
Yeah, I know.
And it was Mike skydiving. I'm like, dude, we can set it up. We can get it done.
Oh, yeah, it sounds great.
It would
drop
be great.
The mic.
Yeah, drop the mic, right? The mic drop.
What if he lands like, boom?
I'm about to say, it would make the same thud on the ground when I hit.
Oh, man, it didn't open.
I'd probably have to go with skydiving, because at least with skydiving, at least I've got somebody strapped to my back that could save my dumb ass. I would not be happy.
Or you both die.
Well, he would probably unclip from you if he had that idea.
Right. Yeah.
You just go, I got this extra. Shoot right back here. Good luck, Mike. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
9KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
On the game is Big Dummy. 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hola.
Hola.
Jordan, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right. Today, we're getting a little extreme here on the poll. You gotta do one. Will it be skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or heliskiing?
Going for the heliskiing.
Heliskiing. Are you a good skier?
I can snowboard, so I think get down on the skis.
All right.
Yes, we will give you heli snowboarding. Someone even asked. Like, whatever your winter sport is. All right. You know, of course, someone's gonna ask. Yes, we overlooked that. You can heli snowboard.
Correct.
All right, Jordan, here is your question. What is the attempt to overthrow a government by force called? An attempt to overthrow a government by force.
It's not tyranny. Oh, man, I know this. Give me a second here. A coup. It's a coup.
Very close. Not a coup. Although I like how you said, a coup. A coup.
Wait a minute. Phrase it again. Say it again.
What is the attempt to overthrow a government by force called?
I would have gone with coup as well.
Me too.
Sedition.
Sedition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Now everyone knows what the hell it means.
All right.
Because here's the thing. You could do a coup where I just go in and you take out the leader.
All right.
But you're not taking out everyone else, right? You still formed a coup. There's not necessarily violence other than... Because even with a coup, it doesn't have to be violent. I can just snatch you out of office, right? Throw you in the back of a car. But if it's by force, it is sedition.
Sedition.
All right. Big news. That word's around a lot lately.
I know. That's why I was like, let me just look it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We know it's not awesome, but we don't see what the hell it actually is.
It just sounds scary.
It does.
I'm going to pull that out this weekend on somebody.
But
shut
an
up.
Example.
I'm just going to say, shut up, you seditious MF-er.
See, you made it sound bad. See, I like this word. And this is not a word. You just say, you are being so seclicious right now. It'll piss someone off. It's not a word. Feel free to use it.
Seditious?
Seclicious. Baby, you look seclicious.
It's going to be my word of the day.
There you go. She's like, oh, thank you. What does it mean? No, I just made it up. All right, your question. We made another word.
I'll try you all sedition.
I believe Miles came up with this one, a quat.
Yes.
It just, it sounds bad, but it's not really a word.
KWAT, quat.
I can see your quat. All right, here's a question. Electric, purse, and smalt are all shades of what color?
Electric, purse, and smalt?
Correct.
Shades of what color? Gray.
I'll say blue.
Blue.
Blue. Electric's the only giveaway for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Electric blue.
Electric gray.
Wasn't there a show on the Playboy channel called Electric Blue?
I think you are correct.
I mean, this is like early 80s. But it was not full everything. It was just kind of
soft.
No, it was
more topless. It may be sick, but you knew they were having sex, but they didn't really show you the sex. Might have been HBO.
It's like the one your mom catches you ordering.
It's about the age that your mom will bust you on. You know, it's just boobs. And that's all we needed back then. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What is the capital of Maine?
Capital of Maine?
Mm-hmm.
Capital of Maine.
The capital of Maine.
Capital of Maine.
Maine's capital.
Can I get any options? I have nothing about Maine.
How about name a city in Maine?
Hmm? Yeah.
Great idea. Give it a go.
Mm-hmm. Rock Island? I don't know.
Bangor?
Nope.
Portsmouth?
Nope.
Portland?
Nope.
New Hampshire.
Now, wait a minute. I know more cities in Maine.
I'll give you a hint. If it were in Georgia, golfers would love this place.
Athens.
Augusta.
Augusta.
Damn it.
Oh, that's right.
You
that's
said Georgia. Right. Miles and I just talked right over you. I know. The golf head. We're like, Athens.
That's right. Maine. So popular. All right.
Augusta, Maine.
Augusta, Maine. Mm-hmm. Question. How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Trapezoid, is that five?
Four.
Yeah.
Four. All right, Jordan, question five. Question number five for Jordan. What is a group of witches called?
Is that a cackle?
A cackle? Is it a coven?
Coven, yes. Did you say a cackle?
What's a cackle? That sounds funny.
That might be another made-up word. I caggled the seclicious quat. All right, your question. Who was assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan?
Sirhan Sirhan?
Correct. Pizza, pizza. Sirhan Sirhan.
I mean, I get it. It buys you time every time you repeat it. Also, it lets us know you have no idea.
Was that Julius Caesar?
Wow, a little bit later than Julius
Martin
Caesar.
King?
Nope.
Archduke Ferdinand?
Nope.
Malcolm X.
Oh! Sirhan didn't kill him. Sirhan killed...
Robert Kennedy.
Damn it. I was so confident, too.
Everyone's just riling off people that were murdered. All right, your question. What toy was Arnold Schwarzenegger after in the movie Jingle All the Way?
Yeah.
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way, I believe.
Oh, give me a second here. I got this.
Are you sure you've got this?
Yeah. I've seen that movie a few times, but I was really young when I did.
It makes sense.
Oh, was that a little fashion?
Come on, man.
Come on.
Oh, this one's bothering me. I know this one.
Forget about it. If you don't get it right, I don't even want to tell you. It's one of those things I'll tell you, then you'd be mad at yourself.
Great movie.
Action Man?
Ah, close.
Turbo Man.
Oh, I mouthed Mega Man.
Mega Man. What?
The Mike.
Mega Man.
Why do I know the name Mega Man?
Because he's like the little blue video game character.
Mega Man?
Yeah, he's got like a little cannon on his arm.
Okay.
Yeah. Question number eight, Jordan.
Question number eight for Jordan. For what two movies did Tom Hanks win two consecutive Oscars for Best Actor?
Was that Sleepless in Seattle?
Dear God, no.
Schindler's List.
Nope.
Wait,
he'd have to be in Schindler's List.
Oh, he's not in that one.
One had to be Castaway.
No.
Saving Private Ryan.
No. Damn, guys.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is one.
And what else did he...
It's Ryan Castle's favorite movie.
Oh, boys.
It's fiber.
You know this.
Al Forrester.
Oh.
Mike with the strong. That's a fiber of my own,
baby. Do you know how he got that accent?
No.
Originally, when they were making the movie, the director goes to Tom Hanks and he's like, hey, the kid that's going to play young Forrest Gump, he's like, could you train this kid on how to speak as you're going to in this movie? He says, well, if I'm going to portray the older version of him, why don't I just listen to it? So he just sat there and talked to this kid, and that's legit how this kid talks.
Oh, really?
And that's where the voice of Forrest Gump came from.
Hmm. You think he ever went home, talked to his wife, Reed, and said, this kid sounds like a freaking idiot.
This kid, man.
I do, Mr. Hanks. Just keep in mind one thing. They originally wanted the role of Forrest Gump to go to John Travolta. I know things get recast all the time. I just cannot wrap my head around them. Yeah, Jenny.
Like a bag of chocolate. Baba. Don't leave me, Baba.
Don't touch the braces.
You guys are great.
You did it, Dad. Hey. I just started running.
All right. Much different movie with John Travolta. Jesus, God. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's, or Dairy Queen, which fast food chain was started by Ron Kroc? Sorry, Ray Kroc.
Ron Kroc.
Ray Kroc.
Oh, that's McDonald's.
All right, very good.
Oh, that one I know.
Very good.
I mean,
of course, it was old Ray Kroc, yes.
Old Ray.
Right, the franchise was started by him.
Correct.
All right.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Did you watch that movie?
Dummy!
What movie?
About him and McDonald's.
No, I didn't know.
Because he's slinging.
Good burger?
Not good burger. He's selling milkshake machines.
Oh, that's right.
But he can't really sell them. And then when he gets to California, he sees the first McDonald's, and he's just so obsessed with how they do everything. It all comes out the same way every time. They have a system. And then he ends up, I think, like buying into the original ones and franchising.
Okay.
But he didn't. That's all like. Eh,
so he didn't like start McDonald's, but he franchised McDonald's.
Yeah, it's like who's the guy that sold the Sonics that everybody hates?
Charles.
Right, like he was with a group of guys that got a coffee thing from a guy here in Seattle, and then basically he buys them out and turns it into
Starbucks that we know. Okay.
But takes the credit.
Of course. I would too. But yeah, my idea. Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, you suspicious bitch.
Hola.
Morgan, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Morgan, welcome to Big Demi. All right, our men's room poll, you got to do one. Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or hella skiing? What are you picking?
Skydiving.
Skydiving, all right.
What was it?
Skydiving.
Oh, skydiving.
Skydiving. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to get out of the office.
As people are talking about made-up words, someone here says, we made up a word as a kid. It was gunkles. It's the lower part of the butt that showed when wearing Daisy Dukes. Look at them gunkles. All right. Here's your question. What is the minimum number of sides required to create a polygon?
Three.
One hand done, Morgan. Nice job.
Hang on. Let me give you a 50-50 question here. Which, and everyone knows the answer to this. I don't even know why I'm asking. Which has more calories, a cup of celery or a cup of live jellyfish?
Celery.
More calories.
Huh? More calories. If you put if you have one cup of live jellyfish, that actually only has one third the calories of one cup of celery.
Down,
can you eat jellyfish?
Live, I would not do it.
No.
I mean,
no.
You can.
Turtles do all the time. But
yeah, but I think I don't think anyone would eat
it
live.
It doesn't taste like jelly.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Danny, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm sober.
Danny, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, what are you doing there on the men's room poll? Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or hella skiing?
I'm going to do the cliff diving. I've done it before. It's all right.
Where have you done it?
In Ibiza, Spain.
Wow. Were you naked? Nice. Were you naked?
No, I was not naked.
Were you high?
I was in the Army. We went over there and I was scuba diving, and while the other people were scubaing, we swam over to this, like, I don't know, maybe 50-foot high cliff. Jumped off it.
That's cool.
Fun.
Did you get to spend any quality time in Ibiza?
Not me. I think some of my friends managed to find the hookup. Some raves and stuff.
Let me ask you a question. Did you scuba underneath the area where you were jumping into to make sure it was deep enough?
No, the guy who ran the tour boat was. He took us on it and told me it was.
So. Okay.
All right, Danny, here's your question. Back to state capitals. What is the capital of South Carolina?
Ooh. I have no idea. Beach, I have no idea.
Oh.
Is it Columbia?
Yeah.
Columbia, South Carolina, yes.
It's also where the University of South Carolina is. And if you're wondering, yes, there's a whole like little area dedicated to Hootie and the Blowfish.
I was just getting ready to ask.
I was pumped.
If anyone was wondering.
Just in case anyone wants them.
I was wondering, yes.
There's a great area in that town, too, called, like, is it? I can't remember if it's 4 or 5 points. Okay. But it's like where all like the cool bars are and everything.
I feel like it's 5 points. I don't know why, but I just feel like if it's supposed to be cool, it's 5, not 4.
Everybody goes out of town has a blast.
Really? Columbia is dope, yeah, man. My dad
lived
there.
I've never heard anybody say anything other than positive things about their experiences.
Yeah, he lived there for like 3 years. It was great. Except he lived in the hood.
The hood of Columbia.
You know, like those small one-bedroom apartment buildings that are one floor?
Yep.
Made out of brick?
Like me and my brother.
I lived in one of those in Ballard. It was really nice, wasn't it, Steve?
Great.
Yeah, me and my brother were in there, and we were like, you know you live in the hood.
He was like, well, I don't go out much at night.
Okay, problem solved then. All right, your question. What's the name of the bar on Family Guy?
Dang, it's, something clam. Quag clam?
You're gonna be so annoyed.
The drunken clam. That's so weird. That makes sense. I'm just used to him saying the clam.
Right. Yeah, so there's a fact the drunken clam.
I don't know if I've ever been to a clam bar.
Wasn't there a place in Ocean City, the
Beer
and Clam?
Yes, it's on 2nd.
Okay, then I've been there.
Classy.
Yeah, I know. Super.
It's right in the same alley as Bull on the Beach.
Right.
Oh, nice.
All right, your question. What is the primary ingredient in sake?
Rice.
Rice wine. Very good.
Were you drinking sake last night, Ted?
I did not have any sake.
Did not have sake.
What did you say you were drinking?
Sapporo.
Oh, my bad. Yes. Some reason I had sake in my head.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
I do enjoy sake.
I just don't like the taste.
Japanese make a great pilsner.
Have you ever had... They do.
There's two or three Japanese
their pilsners are good. Their whiskey is phenomenal.
The whiskey. I have not had a Japanese whiskey yet, but I've heard nothing but good things.
It's pretty good.
Singhai.
I like Kirin's good. But man, if you're always questioned sake, get some unfiltered sake. It's delicious.
I like it better than regular sake. I don't know what it is.
I remember giving me a wicked hangover.
I'll remember that part.
Yeah.
But I just don't like the taste. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Eric, are you sober or not sober?
Team not sober.
Oh, what's up, Eric?
Welcome to Big Dummy.
What up, Ted?
Maybe it's not the best time to recognize your voice. You go, that's Eric. Oh, that's my boy, Eric. What up, man?
All right, Eric, what are you doing?
Hey, man, I heard you moved out of Seattle.
I'm technically still in Seattle, just north of the border, as we call it.
The border.
You went north in?
I did, yes.
He wanted to be closer to me, man.
Oh.
Eric, what are you doing on our men's room polls? Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or heliskating?
Jesus.
I'm going to go skiing.
Hella skiing. Okay. You a decent skier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, decent skiing drunk Eric. Here is your question. What was the name of Stevie Ray Vaughan's backing band? What is the...
That's a tough one.
I'm just old, so to me, I'm
like, I really do like... this cover of Jimi Hendrix, but I don't know who the backing band is. The Ironside?
The Ironside. Thank you for guessing. That's all the matter.
Texas, I don't know, tornadoes. And...
Really, man?
What?
Oh, I thought you'd nailed it. No. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble.
Oh, Double Trouble.
Double Trouble. All right, Eric, your question. What is the only fruit to have its seeds on the outside? Little whore.
A strawberry.
Yes. Nice job.
Strawberry. Nice
job. Yeah, they do have the seeds on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Totally damn.
Surprised people haven't protested.
Crazy.
Why are they showing?
The reproductive parts on the outside. That's not how it's supposed. We need little strawberry bras.
More Big W on the way. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.